Medical research over the past half century has proved the dangers of tobacco smoking, and in recent years, secondhand smoke has been blamed for a variety of health problems. Now, a new study links tobacco smoke exposure, somewhat surprisingly, to another serious ailment. Dr. Anil Lalwani of New York University Medical Center says his study was an effort to extend what was known about the association between secondhand smoke and the ear. For example, children exposed to tobacco smoke get more ear infections.
We also know that adults who smoke have early hearing loss than adults who do not. And this made us wonder whether early exposure to secondhand smoke that children would be exposed to, is that also deleterious to the auditory system?
In the study, some 1,500 teenagers were given hearing tests. They were also tested for cotinine, which is produced when nicotine is metabolized, so it's a good marker for exposure to tobacco smoke.
What we found was that the higher the level of cotinine in their blood, and thus higher the level of exposure to secondhand smoke, there was greater prevalence of the hearing loss.
Most of the 12 to 19-year-olds in the study who had measurable hearing loss weren't aware of it. They might miss things in class and not hear instructions. Lalwani says the loss could be enough to cause real harm.
Kids who have secondhand smoke exposure have behavioral issues as well as cognitive issues. So it's quite possible that even this mild hearing loss that these children might have may be impacting their development in school.
Why hearing is affected is still a bit of a mystery. Lalwani suggests it might be because of known effects of tobacco smoke on blood vessels, possibly compromising the flow to the inner ear. Another possibility is a toxic component of the smoke acting more directly. The study by Anil Lalwani and colleagues is published in the Archives of Otolaryngology. In another study on the health effects of environmental tobacco smoke, Canadian researchers have found a link between secondhand smoke and mutations in sperm. Using laboratory animals, they found that mice exposed to the equivalent of up to 16 cigarettes a day worth of secondhand tobacco smoke had 2 to 3 times the sperm mutations of a control group of mice exposed to a non-toxic smoke. That study, by Francesco Marchetti and colleagues at Health Canada, is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.